Hey everybody, before we get started, I have some great news to announce to you. We have a new partner with the show. We are now partnering with Stanley Customs. You find them on Instagram. Stanley Customs makes these amazing athletic figurines. They are so awesome. You need to check them out on Instagram, Stanley_Customs on Instagram. Right now, our listeners will get 15% off any of your orders with Stanley Customs, and if you're an athlete or any guest who interviews with the show, we have an even better discount for you. So if you're thinking, I'm interested in the show, I have some stories to tell, maybe I'll join. Also, maybe I want one of these Stanley Custom figurines. Now's your time. Shoot us a message, be a guest on the show, and get an even better discount with Stanley Custom. So go and check them out on Instagram, Stanley_Customs, and check out what these guys have done. It is awesome. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Globally Ballin Podcast, a product of the Globally Ballin Podcast Network. We have a fantastic interview for you today, so sit back and enjoy, and thank you all for joining us one more time. Here's the music. I gotta let you go. Finish the game with a broken hand.
Yeah, finish the game with...
I'm Rio 2016 silver medalist and Asian Games 2018 gold medalist.
You know, no matter how you use a celebrity for good, you know, up until that point, most of us as athletes were taught how to use a celebrity to manipulate, to get a girl, to get famous, to get whatever it is.
We're hours away from kind of the near hospital. He ended up losing his leg over.
I don't think a lot of people know the opportunities there are actually to play overseas, especially in the women's category.
Actually broke my neck. I was paralyzed from the waist down, and I was never supposed to walk again, much less be able to play football again.
Had a couple guys get robbed at gunpoint, and one of them was just like, yay, get me out.
At the same time, there are some who would still keep their 9-to-5 jobs because the pay for being an athlete isn't enough.
Don't complain when we look like idiots abroad in these big tournaments.
What league or country gave you the best pay contract-wise?
Probably Turkey, my last season.
Okay.
This week, we revisit professional football in a lot of different aspects, including some indoor leagues, as well as overseas, but in a brand new area that we have not talked about before. Our guest this week is Shaq Wallen. Shaq Wallen wrapped up college in an NAIA school. NFL didn't roll around, so he had to find some other places. He bounced around in a couple of teams in the different indoor leagues, including up in Maine and in Columbus, as well as the Orlando Predators, which that may ring a bell because we talked with Baylen Trujillo, who played, he was quarterback there and played the Orlando Predators. So if you haven't, go back and listen to that episode where we talk with Baylen. That might add to it. I don't know. After some of that time, Shaq moved on, and he'll talk about how he was brought to this opportunity, but actually went to play in a completely new area, play football, South America. And we'll touch on one of those reasons why, but one of the things that makes Shaq very different, not only the fact that he didn't go play in Europe, but that he went in South America, is that he's not a quarterback. He's not a running back. He's not a cornerback like JoJo Polk that we talked to a while back in an older episode. He's a lineman. And if you remember when we talked with, I think Austin talked about it, and Sean, I think both of them mentioned it when they were playing in Europe, the fact that in Austria they have a limited number of imports, and so usually it's a quarterback, maybe a running back, but typically they're bringing in a foreign quarterback, which makes sense. Since Shaq is a lineman, it makes sense that maybe he's not going over to Europe, although he makes a really good argument for why an offensive lineman should be considered for that import. And he doesn't directly say that, but when we listen and he's going to talk about the difference that was made when he was there, he's a very humble guy, so he didn't outwardly say that, but you listen to what he's saying, he makes a really good argument, and if you don't catch it, I'll talk about it at the end, of why maybe these teams with limited number of imports, it might not be that crazy to use one or the only one, depending on the league, on a lineman, a really good offensive lineman. Something to listen for. He mentioned one of the things you're going to hear is I always like to hear about culture. What's it like? What are the fans like? Is it a lot of people coming in and all of this stuff? And he's confident. He loves it. He said there's a lot of people there. It's a great culture. But he does mention it's a new culture. I think that's going to line up with some of you listening, because a lot of these opportunities in your head are new. You haven't heard about them. And for me personally, I mean, I've been doing a lot of talks recently and interviews recently and talking with people that don't make episodes recently. So a lot of this is more familiar to me, but some of these leagues you're hearing about are completely new, completely new. You had no idea there's professional football that'll fly you down to Brazil, give you a place to stay, make sure you got everything you need to play football in Brazil. It's a new thing, he's saying. And I think this is the case throughout the world. Some of these leagues have been around a little bit longer. Some of them are more established. We see that in things like German American football. But these professional football leagues popping up are really starting to pop up. So if you're a football player and maybe your goal is the NFL, great. Always put your goal as high as you can. Maybe CFL is up there too, great. We'll see what happens to the XFL, great. If any of that goes south, and he's going to talk to this, your career is not done. In fact, your career is going to become more and more open as these years go on, as these leagues blossom, grow, expand, as other countries go, you know what we need? We need what they have. We need some professional football here, American football. We need professional American football here. You know what else they might say? We need professional indoor football, also starting to become more prevalent. So not only do you see outdoor American football expanding, but now you're getting indoor American football expanding, which just goes to show you how your opportunities as a football player is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's often talked about how whenever a league goes up against the NFL, it falls because the NFL dominates or whatever. I'm not getting into that argument, but you've definitely heard it before. And sometimes it can really knock you down as a football player because you're like, well, I got to shoot for the NFL. That's it. Can't make it to the NFL. I can't play football. It's not true. Not true. First of all, there's tons of indoor teams and leagues waiting for you. But even if you're dedicated to the game of outdoor, which we heard with Sean when we talked to him, dedicated to the game of outdoor, because he was talking about his arm strength as one of his big additions to his ability, and he feels that might be held back a little bit when he's playing indoor. Makes sense. If you're dedicated to the game of outdoor, there's plenty of opportunities out there. There's football in Europe. We now know there's football in Brazil. There's American football in Japan, other places in Asia. There's opportunities all over the place. And you know what? They continue to become more and more popular and more prevalent. They're popping up and they're growing. They're sticking around. Keep your eye open. Don't get discouraged and know that there's opportunities out there. That being said, let's go to our interview with Shaq.
Hey everybody, this episode is brought to you by an additional sponsor. We are now also brought to you by Creating Young Minds. Creating Young Minds is a nonprofit out of Lewisville, Texas, right outside of Dallas. You may remember we've had an episode in the past with the founders of Creating Young Minds, Dr. Shira Ackerman and Coach Mathis Crowder. Creating Young Minds strives to help young men achieve success in their life where they may not have otherwise achieved that success. One way they do this is through their new basketball team. The Lewisville Yellow Jackets, affiliated with Creating Young Minds, play in TBL, the basketball league. And through a combination of their nonprofit as well as their basketball team, Creating Young Minds and the Lewisville Yellow Jackets are doing their best to bring the European model of basketball to the United States. That is Creating Young Minds. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, basically everywhere. Find Creating Young Minds, check them out, see what they're all about. And when the TBL league rolls around once again, keep an eye out for the Lewisville Yellow Jackets. Thank you.
So, my name is Shaquille Warner. Play professional football, played at the arena level, played overseas, in college, high school. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, what I do, what my life revolves around.
All right, let's start right where most of these stories start, and that's college. So where'd you go to college to play football?
So I went to a couple different colleges. I started my college career in Mercer College in California, a junior college, and I redshirted my freshman year there. Played the year after that. I ended up transferring to Mid-America Nazarene University. Stayed there, finished out my 2-year career, the rest of my career. You know, and after that, you know, I didn't really get any calls from any NFL teams or anything. I had to work out with the Chargers. Didn't get any feedback at all. And I don't quit. You know, I'm the type of guy, I don't quit. I don't like to give up. So the next level was the next thing. You know, I had a couple of workouts with the Saskatchewan EFL team. Again, didn't receive a feedback from that team at all. And arena football was the next big thing. So Florida Tarpon, I just sent my resume to the coach. You know, he liked what he's seen. You know, he brought me to training camp, and I was on opening day roster.
So your first spot outside of college is playing indoor football. And so what league was that in now? Because there's several of them.
Yeah, there's several. So the first league I played in was the PIFL, Professional Indoor Football League. That's the league. A couple of the teams went to the AAF after that. But yes, that's the league I was playing in first.
Okay. And then, so what year was that when you were playing there?
That was the year 2017.
Okay. And then what came next after that?
Right after that, there's about a good 7 to 8 months, without any arena football. The NFL coming in, basketball coming in. So I had some film, my rookie year, I had some good film, and I had to pick whatever team I wanted to sign to. After that, I signed at Georgia side with the main members in Maine, and that's pretty much where I ended up. After that, now they ended up releasing me, and Lehigh Valley Steelhawks ended up signing me after that, and I, pretty much finished out the 2018 season with them.
Okay,
and
so
they were in the NAL, National Arena League.
Okay. All right, so you were bouncing throughout all of these different teams. That was at 3 of them, I think, we're up to. And when you're getting sent all over the place, are they taking care of your travel, your housing when you're moving to these new places? Because obviously it doesn't pay it doesn't pay NFL money or Canadian football money, but it does cost a lot to do those moves and stuff. Do they take care of that for you?
Yeah. They take care of it from a, necessity standpoint. The housing's taken care of, food's taken care of, travel. It's pretty much on your own, but that was easier for me than I think a lot of other guys, coming from Maine to Lehigh Valley, so which is only an 8-hour drive, so they take care of it.
So
everything else, insurance, everything.
So moving on, then the bigger one I saw with you was with the Orlando Predators, playing for the Orlando Predators in the NAL. And the reason that one caught my eye is because we actually have an older episode on our podcast here with Balin, your quarterback, when he played. So now your position is different. And we've had some football players before playing in different areas, but they've all been quarterbacks. We had one cornerback, but all quarterbacks. You're a lineman, which is a lot different, obviously. How does the game of being a lineman differ in indoor football versus outdoor?
Man, it's a big difference. a lot of people, they don't even know that backside lineman is a tight end. They're considered a tight end, so they can go out and catch passes, and run routes. And it's kind of crazy. So that was the big one. Me coming into indoor football straight out of college, that was surprising me. I had to learn how to catch. The second thing is pretty much, you kind of have to be able to do everything. You kind of have to be able to play some center, catch the ball, like I said, switch to the other side. So you kind of have to be on the route. So it really, really prepares you for the next level, because now you can do everything, everything. Now, I think that helped me. I've not played every off-five positions on the offensive line now. And coming out of college, I was a right tackle, right guard, and that's pretty much what I was, doing. So, back in the day, actually, in the old AFL, a lot of those guys play both ways. They play offensive line and defensive line. So theirs were a lot more rough.
And so you're not. You are just on the offensive line?
Just on the offensive line.
All right, so now, again, reflecting back on the episode, Balin had a lot to talk about and referring to his season back and some of the issues that they had with the Predators and kind of in general. But, that is an important feeling for young athletes, is being able to trust the team and league that they're with. How important is that, speaking as a player, that you need to be able to trust that they're going to be able to pay me and everything that they promise is going to happen?
It's very important. Coming in as a player, one thing definitely that's serious. You have to be able to uphold your part of the contract. Dealing with a coach, dealing with an organization, it's the same. You have to be able to do what you're going to say. So they're on both sides of the ball. You pretty much have to, be able to do what you got to do and what you're here to do. So it's very important for people, for kids, and for anybody else coming out of college to trust the organization they're going to. It's definitely not the easiest thing. Because, you might have a coach that says, hey, I want you to come in and do this. and he's having you play a different position, you know, or, you know, there's certain different scenarios they can put out with that. And, hey, you kind of got to get in where you fit in, but at the same time, we came here for a reason. So I would definitely say be up front with everybody, coaches and players, even owners, you know, just be up front. And, hey, you know, I want you to come here for this. I want you here for that. So, yeah, it's really important. It's really important.
So usually when you have, you know, one way to kind of avoid some of that kind of stuff in professional sports in general around the world is having an agent. Is that the case for a lot of players in indoor football or not really?
I would say yes for the most part because, you know, there's a certain point in the season where coaches make cuts. And I'm not just talking about training camp. I'm talking about, hey, it's four games in. Is this guy going to be, is this the roster we want to keep or do we have to make some changes?
Interesting.
So a lot of times coaches make those cuts. And now, hey, I'm four games in. I'm almost in mid-season, and I'm out of a job. So the agent is really there to help you and say, all right, hey, I got four games of film on this guy. Would you like him? You need a guard, a quarterback, a receiver. Do you need any of that? So that's what he's going to tell the other coach. And, you know, it really helps in terms of who you know. So I would say, yes, it's important.
So being in the NAL, how do you, especially after the official fall of the AFL, and it seems like kind of there's this opening now to see who's going to be the best indoor league out of the remaining leagues. How does playing in the NAL, how do you view some of those other leagues?
I mean, obviously the AFL's been around for years. So they've been doing it really well. And the NAL, they've pretty much, for the past couple of years, have been consistent, I believe. And it has only gotten better with talent. You know, the talent this year is going to be the best yet. So I would say we're honestly right there with competition-wise. I really truly believe that we're right there in competing with the AFL, you know, and being, you know, better than some other league.
Do you ever hear, maybe not with players or you specifically, but does it seem like there's a competition that you have noticed between the success of the NAL and the AFL, like competing directly with each other?
I don't really, you know, I don't think I feel it that way. I think they've talked about it. I think, you know, the leagues have kind of came together and said, hey, what's going to work? And I don't think they've reached that, you know, bridge yet. So, you know, I think personally, if they do, it'll be great for arena football. This will be the new thing, you know, for the next however many years, maybe 20, 30 plus years. You know? So I think when they do reach that gap, yeah, it would be great. But I don't think they have it. I believe they have several conversations about it.
All right, let's move on to your next location, or whether it was chronologically your next or not, because it's very different. When I was talking with you before we did all this, I said, you're going to be the first one to represent what you're going to represent. So where did you go and play football after that?
So after that, you know, the season ended up, I believe it was August 5th. We had the last game, we played Mass, we lost. And literally the next day after that, I got a phone call, you know, from just one of my past friends that I knew, but he also plays overseas. And he's saying, hey, you know, I have a team in Brazil that, you know, they're looking for an offensive lineman. You know, one of the starters just went down and he was a dire piece to it, you know, what are you, you know, are you interested? And, you know, I'm still sitting there with ice bags on my weekend. So I'm like, hey, you know, I don't think I'll be able to do this, man. You know, do another season after this season. It's like, it's crazy. So I was thinking about it. I said, man, you know what? It's just definitely something new to see. Definitely a brand new. I know our new football is going to be different over there. So I said, you know what? I ended up doing it. You know, I ended up deciding, hey, I called him back. He got in contact with the coach. The coach got in contact with me. And they signed me for the rest of the season. I said, man. I think it was one of the best decisions I ever made.
All right, so you go and play in Brazil, which, like I said, you are the first one to represent that area. Everyone we've had that's played overseas has played in Austria or has bounced around Europe a little bit. And there actually is a reason. So anyone listening, there's a reason, and I think we're going to get to it with you giving more specifics, but it's because of imports that they're allowed to bring in. So like in Europe, they're only allowed one or whatever the league is. It's a limited number, so they usually use it for like a quarterback, which makes sense. You are obviously not a quarterback. You're a lineman. So in order for a team in Brazil to go and get an import who's a lineman suggests that they don't have as stringent rules on imports. Now, that's a guess by my part. Is that true?
You know what? It's playing So how it worked with me was the coach basically said, hey, I want you to bring some technique over here. I want you to, you know, get these guys rolling. I want you to get these guys to learn new things and better way to do things. And I said, that I can do, you know. So I was essentially a coach also, you know, on the offensive side of the ball. And I just taught them what I knew, taught them new things, you know. And I would definitely say that a lot of teams worldwide, yeah, they don't have a lot of imports being, you know, offensive linemen. Because, you know, you can kind of find that. It's just one of those positions that you can kind of just find. But I would definitely say the right teaching for offensive line, you know, if the value goes up playing-wise, you know. And then after that, I went there, we averaged 3 more yards per carry.
Wow.
Than before I came, yeah.
That is and a ridiculous increase. Mm-hmm. Wow. But you did, you played too, right? You were kind of coaching,
yeah.
You were also, okay. When you were there, were you?
I was on off-field coach.
Oh, okay. I got you. That is an insane increase. Okay. While you were there, you were considered professional? What was the setup? Were they paying you or did they have housing for you? Or what was the deal that considered you professional?
Professional. I mean, they were paying me. They were housing me. I had incentives based on, you know, however many touchdowns I score. The team scores. You know, I get incentives off that. So, yeah. You know, definitely professional. And I had to, you know, go around town, do different meetings, you know, interact with, you know, different people. So, yeah.
So the teams that you played against, were they all in Brazil or did they span out through South America?
So they were all in Brazil. There was one team in Peru.
Okay.
And that was at the south bottom corner of Brazil, southwest. But yeah.
Okay.
Were in our conference.
Okay. As far as like atmosphere and everything, how many fans do you think rolled in on a usual game?
Man, those people love football. Let me tell you, man. You know, really? It's something so new. It's something so new. And they have yet, you know, really experienced, like, I would say, like, really, really great talent.
Okay.
And I think it's coming. I definitely think it's coming. But, man, I would say maybe roughly around, 3,000.
Oh, maybe. My goodness.
Yeah. Brazil is a big country. They have a lot of people. So, you know, for them to block in the middle of the city for a game is a big thing for them, man. They have parades, they have, you know, costumes, you know, they have everything. The playoffs is crazy, man. It's just crazy.
What's their time frame from their season?
So the season starts, I believe, March and ends in December. So it's a pretty lengthy season.
Okay. And how long of it were you there for? You weren't there for the whole thing, were you?
No, I was there since September 6th until December 6th.
Okay. You said that a friend contacted you about it. Now, part of kind of our goal here is to help players find their way around and figure that out, because it can be really confusing, especially for sports like football overseas. Do you know of any way that a player would have found that out on their own, or would it just simply have been a matter of somebody's got to call you?
There's definitely ways. I started this like a couple of years back. There's definitely a platform called Euro Players. You make your profile, coaches look at it, you know, worldwide and say, hey, I like this guy. Let me message him. Let me work out a deal with him. Let me, you know, give him a contract. So there's that. There's Podium. You might be familiar with that one.
Yep.
So, I've used those before, and he has a lot. You know, he's been, you know, to Germany. He's over there right now, actually. You know, he's been to Brazil before we went to Brazil again. So he's connected. He's really connected.
What are your plans coming up here? For the next, whenever seasons begin again, we're not exactly sure when that's going to be, but whenever seasons get back to normal, what does your plan look like as far as you know?
So I'm currently signed for Atlanta Predators. We'll be playing arena football this season. Will I play overseas again? Most definitely not this year, but I believe in the future, I would definitely, you know, like to explore more countries and do this again, because it's definitely, you know, once in a lifetime thing, you know, and to learn new languages, to learn new everything, to learn new styles of life, and to learn to see how they play football versus how we play football is the best feeling, you know.
How did the Orlando Predators do? You were with them last year. How did they do last year?
So it was kind of crazy, man. I actually started my season at Jacksonville Sharks.
Okay.
After the first game, I got released. Orlando signed me the next day after that. And, we, you know, a lot of things went on behind the scenes that, you know, I can't really speak of.
Sure.
But it definitely hindered the season. A lot of players just weren't really too motivated. So it definitely kind of killed the culture, you know. And but we definitely have some dogs. We definitely have some good coaches also. And man, you know, that season was, I've been a part of, you know, terrible seasons. And, you know, that one was just, you know, man, it was kind of crazy. So, but, you know, this year's going to be a lot better, man.
So, yeah. Yeah, and you don't have to get into specifics. We actually have, Balin went in and just told, basically was telling all that, which is fine. Can I at least ask, so any of those issues that transpired, was that any ever directly, were you ever directly affected by any of that? Or was it more of just the culture was so damaged, that's what affected you?
I was affected a little bit, but at the same time, mid-season, I ended up breaking my finger and, you know, I had surgery. I was on, you know, injured reserve for a good amount of games. So I wasn't really affected, you know, because a lot of the stuff, you know, kind of happened on game days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, but I felt for my teammates, you know, and at the end of the season, I ended up, well, towards the end of the season, I ended up got traded to the Columbus Lions.
Okay.
So I wasn't there after that.
So the injury brings up a very important point. When people are playing minor league sports, it's important to know what's going to happen if something goes wrong. One of those things that goes wrong for athletes all around the world is an injury. And so what does typically, I'm gonna guess it's going to differ by team, but you know, if you do get hurt in a league like that, is it just you're out, it's over, find a job until next season if you've healed?
No, so they have to, you come in, hold, they have to let you go home. So if anybody that gets hurt, it's in the contract, they have to fix you up and say, hey, you know, and then they are going to decide to keep you. So they pay for everything, my surgery, my rehab, you know, they did a really, really great job with that. They did a really great job with that. So, and you also get your own workers' comp, you know, so.
Good, and that, yeah, that's really important both to know. And what else, if anything, can you give as kind of advice for anyone, any young athlete, maybe they're in high school, maybe they're in college, where, not to say they NFL will never happen for them, but maybe they have an idea that it's going to be a long shot to make it to the NFL and they don't want to give up, but they need some sort of light at the end of the tunnel. So what can you give them as far as advice or something to look for?
I would definitely say, man, don't ever give up. You know, it's the sports world. There's something about it. Everybody's connected. And you never know who's watching, never know who you know, who your coaches know, who your friends know, who your teammates know. You just never know. Who your owners know, who the team presidents know. You just never know. So I would definitely say keep pushing, man. Keep pushing. Like, always keep pushing. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's great, get it up. If it's, you know, something that's wrong with your technique, work on it. You know, let coaches see improvement. Let schools see improvement, you know, because you can definitely get up. It's possible. You know, it's only possible if you work hard. So I would definitely tell kids that, you know, don't give up and always connect. Always say, you know, please and thank you, because you never know. That can go a long way. You just never know who you're speaking to. You just never know. So
awesome, man. We appreciate it. Do want to ask one more question? We'd like to ask the same question to everybody, and that's, do you think the world of professional football outside of the NFL is underreported?
Yes, I definitely think so. Because there's a lot of guys right now that, you know, NAL, IFL, who are in the AFL also, that I believe can still play on Sunday. You know, a lot of guys in the XFL, you know, which has showed, you know, that they're getting signed now and it's, you know, proved that, you know, hey, we can still play. Sometimes it's a numbers game. Sometimes, you know, it's just a matter of not being seen. So I believe that leagues like this, the IFL, NAL, if we have more, you know, publicity, more people viewing us, I believe there's a lot of diamonds in the rough that you can find.
Absolutely. And then I guess one more point to that then would be, what about those opportunities overseas? Do you think that there needs to be more information out there for players looking to play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely think there's more information that needs to be out. But I definitely think that more websites like Podium and other things, they have to kind of do, you know, just get more, you know, people coming in. Just get more kids, you know, more guys involved. Do combine, you know, because I believe there's a lot of football, you know, worldwide. And I feel like there's a lot of people here that definitely play over there, you know. So I just feel like, you know, that's needed, you know.
Awesome, Jack. We appreciate it.
Definitely. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, we'll look for you, hopefully, when the season gets started here, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'll be sure to update you.
Okay. All right, man. See ya.
All right. See ya.
I was really excited about this one, simply because when we did, so far, all of our football has been great, and I've loved it. We've had indoor football and we've had international, but that international has been Austria both times. Both great stories, great insight both times. But it's really important and refreshing to get one that is in a completely different area, not just a different country in Europe. We're in a different continent, different hemisphere. We're talking South America, Brazil, completely different. And yet we get a lot of what we heard from our other ones. Dedicated fan base, growing fan base, confidence in the league that's been established, excitement about possibly returning. These are good signs for you as a player
looking for opportunities, maybe discouraged about the fact that the NFL seems out of your reach, or maybe discouraged that you don't think the XFL is going to come back or whatever, or maybe discouraged because you want to play football but you don't want to play indoor for whatever reason. If that's you, interviews like this, I hope, raise your spirits a little bit. That being said, he listed a couple of different resources to use in order to make sure you're getting your name out there. Use them, please. I am not a football player. I did not put my profile on these areas because ain't nobody gonna want me. I can tell you that right now. Use them, use these resources for yourself. Add a profile, get your name, get your footage out there, all of that kind of good stuff. Make sure you're using all of the resources that you can. If you have questions, you can always send us a message. I've said it several times now, Twitter and Instagram are by far our most active. Twitter is @GloballyBallin and Instagram is @GloballyBallinOfficial. So you can get a hold of us either of those spots and we can try to direct you in the right area. Connected with teams in leagues all across the world. So if that's something you'd like more information on, shoot us a message, please. We'd love to help you. That's really what we're here for. We're here to promote leagues, spotlight teams and opportunities, and tell players' stories. We want to help you create stories, players. So if you're out there to play football and you need to know where you can go and you need more information, send us a message. We'd love to help you out. We really want to. We want to be a resource for you. We want to be a place you can trust. We want to give you as accurate information as we can because, as Shaq pointed out, and almost all the other athletes we've ever talked to, is these opportunities, be it any sport, are very underreported. They're not easy to find resources for it, which makes it difficult for you to get in the position you need because there are teams out there that want you right now. Even if you're a lineman, ask Shaq, they want you. And maybe after this episode, more teams are going to want a lineman because of what he did. Did you catch that? Did you catch what he did for that team? An average of 3 yards more per carry? That is insane. There's something to be said. Again, I don't play football. Not a football expert. I do know, though, that a good offensive line will change everything. And if you can use an import spot, or maybe even your only import spot, and a key offensive lineman who can go and change the line, not only change the line, but coach everyone else on that line to make a change, and make a 3 yard per carry average difference, that is ridiculous. Something to consider. Any of you player or team owners out there, that might be something you want to think about. Let's bring in a talented O-line, O-lineman who can coach. And if that's you, offensive lineman out there listening, or defensive lineman, any position you think maybe gets overlooked for stuff like this, if that's you, be able to prove that you can coach. You can teach what you know. Not only are you good at it, but you understand why you're good at it. So now you can coach that to other people. Put that on your resume. I don't know. Put that on your profile. That's something that they want to know. I'm just trying to help you. We're just trying to help you. We want you to be successful out there. We want you to travel the world, play the sport you love, come back, maybe say, hey, Globally Ball, let's do an interview. Let's talk about it. We want to share our story. Great. That's what we want. I love to travel. I love sports. I'm not good at the second one. And I don't have money for the first one. So I kind of get stuck. You, on the other hand, you athletes out there, you're talented and teams will pay you to go around. There it is. It's there waiting for you. Go out there and capitalize on those opportunities. I'm already excited for you. Again, any questions, send us a message. We will try to connect you with whoever we possibly can to make sure you are getting the opportunities that you deserve. Awesome. Thank you very much for listening. Thank Shaq again for a fantastic interview. Greatly appreciate it. And you will hear again from us next week.
Thank you all for making it through another episode. A couple things I got a quick run through and then we'll be done. First, if you haven't already, go ahead and follow us on our different key platforms. First, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/globallyballin. Also, Instagram, @globallyballinofficial, and then Twitter, @globallyballin. The Instagram and Twitter are by far our most active, and they're also very different content. They're actually run by different people. So go ahead and make sure you're following both of those, and they'll also both alert you for when something new is posted either in the podcast or Patreon, which I'm going to talk about in just a second. Also, when it comes to the Facebook account seems less active, and we're aware of that. It's different kind of content and more is coming to the Facebook page, so you'll want to like it to make sure you're ready when a new wave of different content, which is coming soon, starts to make its way on there, which is exciting. Finally, though, is the Patreon. So if you go to patreon.com and then you search Globally Ball, and you're going to find our account.
$3 a month. And with that, you're going to get a couple of things. First, shout out to all the supporters, which is great, which is actually also really good for any of you athletes out there. It's a great way to get your name, your brand, your place where people can find your highlight tapes, all that stuff. That'll be plugged in our episodes, which is great. So if you become a patron for the $3 a month, you'll get that. In addition, though, what we're really kind of excited about, not that we're not excited about the other one, is that you're going to get a bunch of extra content. It's going to be different from when I originally recorded this to when you're listening to this now. We're going to keep adding to it. There's a lot of different stuff. It might just be extra stuff that didn't fit into an episode. And there's also a whole new different kind of content called Candid Conversations, which is basically a whole new show that we started. As the name suggests, it's a conversation between me and somebody else. For whatever reason, it doesn't fit into an episode. And if you go check out one of those Candid Conversations, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So that $3 a month, you're going to get your shout out and your help to support your brand or get attention to your highlight reel or whatever, plus a lot of extra detailed, fun content in addition to this free podcast. So go and check that out. Refresher, find us on Facebook, facebook.com/globallyballin, Instagram at globallyballinofficial, Twitter at globallyballin, and Patreon, patreon.com/, search Globally Ballin', and you'll find, do the $3 a month patron if you're interested, and get all new content, a bunch of additional content. If that's not for you, totally fine. We still really appreciate you supporting and listening. If you have any suggestions, make sure you send us a message. Again, because we're most active on Instagram and Twitter, that's the best way to send us a suggestion. We'd be happy to listen and try to get anybody in that area and that sport, that country, that topic that'll help you best. So make sure you send us one of those requests. Otherwise, thank you again for listening. You'll hear from us again next week.